First of all, I feel like it will bring life back into the returning game. I feel like it will open up more doors. You're going to start seeing guys get recruited as returners and be their main focal point. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I know a guy like me, I would love to be in this situation.
Fitting that on Hall of Fame game night, on the evening that they're honoring Devin Hester, who's headed to the Hall of Fame as one of the great return men in league history, they were debuting a new kickoff in the NFL last evening as well. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Adaris Dameron, Ryan Clary production. Today, we're taking you up to Nats baseball at 6:15. I just saw a video online of Patrick Mahomes at Chiefs camp, and they're having fun as they always do at Chiefs camp. They basically are playing almost some kind of birthday game party, is what I would describe, like game, where he's got his head on a broom pole or something, and he's spinning around in circles to get dizzy as fast as possible a bunch of times, and the coaches keep spinning him around. And then they stand him up in front of the net that you've seen Jaden Daniels throwing at as many times as possible on Twitter, where he's just like trying to throw into targets. And Mahomes is just missing the net. The Chiefs just have more fun than everybody else. They get their work in pretty clearly. That's obvious. But they do it their own way. Andy Reid doesn't do joint practices. Nick Allegretti, the new left guard here in Washington, who came over from KC, told us that on the show yesterday. He's got a way of doing things. And one of those ways, I guess, is to have the quarterback's room have a good time and Mahomes look like a bit of a goofball. But it's just hilarious seeing him standing 15 feet from the net and throwing dirt balls nowhere near because he's dizzy. But I want to get into the kickoff that debuted last night. First of all, the reaction was irritating. And this is, for a moment, if I may, more of a gripe with social media and where we are now, just as football fans, than the kickoff itself. I'm biased in this because I'm really excited for the kickoff. I'm one of these crazy people who enjoys action. I'm one of the silly geese that thinks that a play where nothing happens that's predetermined to be inactive isn't fun. So that's me, okay? I'm one of those jerks. I watched the XFL. I enjoyed the XFL. This was before it merged with the UFL when it had the kickoff that has now been implemented by the National Football League. And I loved their kickoffs. And there's one reason why I loved those kickoffs. It's because the kicks get returned. A novel concept that we have forgotten about and don't even remember what it looks like in the National Football League. There was a time in this town when if you were 10 or 11 years old, like I was, you pretended to be Brian Mitchell in your side or backyard, fielding end-over-end kicks and returning them against your buddies. Nowadays, why even bother knowing who the kick returner on your team is over the last couple of years? It's just the guy that stands with his heels on the goal line and puts his arm out like he's making the shape of a T. That's what your kick returner does. So I'm fired up for last night as I'm getting ready to see the new kickoff implemented, how many returns we get, what the first kickoff looks like, and we get our first kick to open the game, and it immediately got panned by everybody on Twitter. Seconds after the first kick. Who can be the snarkiest? The kickoff happens, and within 2 minutes, it's just a race to fire off your take and to say why it was so bad. Now, here's what actually happened. The ball was kicked to the 5-yard line. It was then returned to the 26-yard line, a 21-yard return. A very normal thing that happened, I don't know, 213 times last year in the NFL, probably. 21-yard return, a return from the 5 to the 6, and the responses were, wow, that was exciting. How do we get more of this? Man, they really fixed the kickoff. Wait, that's it? Just a bunch of people complaining unnecessarily. I'm very sorry to all of you that you had to watch football or that you had to see the ball get returned and that you had to watch blocking and tackling and, you know, a player with the ball in his hands try to avoid being hit by the defender. I know that's no fun. I'm also sorry there wasn't a touchdown, as if that happened all the time a year ago. 4 times, I think, all season and over 400 returns. If we're being honest, okay, again, my annoyance is just more with social media and Twitter than it is the football fan, probably, because this is where we are now. the fix is I just need to turn off social media and not have a second screen when I watch games. But it's become part of my routine. And it's just a nice time to, I think, remind everyone we don't always have to have a take and provide a take about everything. I guess job dependent, right? I do a job where from 2 to 6:30 every day, I got to have opinions. But before 2 and after 6:30, I can shut my mouth. Not everything requires an opinion, or we don't have to weigh in on everything or have a snarky, annoying little thought or make fun of everything. But the kickoff last night, which got panned, and then subsequently all the kickoffs thereafter were progress and a good thing, and here's why. Even though Twitter decided already that it wasn't fun. Last night, there were 8 kickoffs. There were 7 returns. That's what we want. That's the whole point. That is what we're looking for. Last year, 22% of kicks were returned in the National Football League. Think about that. That's nothing. 3 out of every 4 kickoffs just sail through the end zone, and you go to the bathroom, or it's okay if you haven't come back from getting your snack at the stadium because it's just a kickoff. There should not be plays in your sport that are irrelevant. The reason we moved the extra point back was because it was such an automatic at a 99% clip that you were going to make this extra point from the doorstep of the goal line that it just prolonged the amount of time where nothing mattered and nothing was happening. So they said, instead of this sequence of insignificant non-entertainment, where after the touchdown, we line up for the extra point and trot everybody on, then we kick the extra point, then we trot everybody off, then we take a commercial, then we kick off, then we take another commercial, let's actually make people have to watch the extra point. The idea, one of the few things that I think Goodell has been 100% correct on, was there shouldn't be plays that don't matter, right? Something that I can agree with and have suggested in the last couple of minutes here. So that's what they did with the extra point, and it's better now. They're trying to do the same thing with the kickoff. They're just trying to make it so that you've got to watch it, so that you can't leave the room and not miss anything. Last night, 88% of kicks got returned. 4 times as many returns as is generally the case in the NFL from a year ago. And if you look at the XFL numbers to try to figure out what the percentage of returns was a year ago, it was 97%. I don't know if we'll get that high because you got stronger legged kickers in the National Football League and teams may decide that booting the ball through the back of the end zone and being penalized out to the 30-yard line is fine, especially if there's enough returns and a couple of broken returns that instead of the average team taking over at, say, the 24 to the 26, which is what it's been, it becomes like the 28-29, then a 1 or 2 yard penalty to not risk a big play and a momentum swing might be well worth it to teams to just boot it through the end zone. Because that is the penalty now. It used to be a touchback if you kicked it into the first row behind the end zone, brought the ball out to the 20. Well, the last few years, now it's the 25. This new kickoff situation means first and 10 from the 30. Will we have fewer touchdown returns? Probably. I do think that's the case. We'll go from almost none to still almost none. But there was 1 kick return for a touchdown in the XFL a couple years ago. There were 4 kick returns for touchdowns in the NFL last season. But while you lose something there, maybe, you gain exponentially in the quantity of returns. And that's where I go back to the percentages that I cited earlier. And the fact, oh, by the way, that again, last night, 8 kickoffs, 7 returns. The average return in the XFL when they had this kickoff was 21 yards per return. In the National Football League, game number 1 preseason debut last night, it was 21 yards on the nose, same as the old XFL. Last year was 23 yards per return. So 2 yards less on returns last night, but we saw a 31-yard return on the last return of the night. We saw a 28-yard return as well. Returns overall of 21, 19, 21, 15, 28, 24, and 31. The only touchback was at the very last kickoff of the night that brought the ball out, as I said, 30 yards from the end zone. But that was the only of the 8 kicks. And the whole point is, let's make this a football play.